My name is Kirsty Rayner, and I am obsessed with all things mindset, meditation, business, and helping you to overcome those mindset blocks and magical breakthroughs in every season of life. I'm a multiple business owner, accredited transformational and mindset coach, Vedic meditation teacher, a yogi with 10 years marketing experience on paper, but informally, I'm obsessed with growth, a pale rosé wine lover, chocoholic, and your new bestie. We get into all the secrets and hacks to get you in an abundant mindset. So go and grab a coffee, get cozy, get comfortable. This is the Mindset and Me podcast. So this week's episode is a little different, and good. I can already feel myself potentially crying. I'm unsure if I'm going to share this. So if you're listening, I decided to share it, which is awesome. But I want to share what's been going on in my life for the last 18 months, because it's getting to the point where it's very difficult to keep it a secret anymore. And some of you know, but it's just been the hardest time, with so many huge effects on so much of my life, that it becomes almost this thing, you know, the unspoken thing, but it's the thing that takes over your entire existence. And it becomes unfathomable to even try to deal with day-to-day tasks. So I wanted to share it. It's taken me this long to be able to share it, to feel strong enough, to feel that this could be a gift for someone. Someone to hear this, someone maybe feeling alone like I was. And if that makes a difference to one person, then I'm so happy. I'm so happy I could help. So as a warning, this is a really highly emotional episode. So if you're not in that space, definitely just skip past this one for now and maybe come back to it later. I'm going to try not to cry the whole episode, but it's very difficult when talking about this. So over the last 18 months, me and my partner have been going through IVF, and we've had multiple rounds. I'm actually not going to go into specifics of why we need it or the language, because I don't agree with the language around it. There's so much conversation and so many things that people say. My goodness, I will get into that. But it's super private, and it's not really because of anything. It's just difficult for us. So I don't really want to share that part. That's super, super private. And that's for like my close friends and family who know that stuff. But we've been going through it, and we've been unsuccessful multiple times in 18 months. And it's been a lot. It's been so much on our relationship, so much on mental health, physically, on my body. It's been horrendous. And I felt so much shame around it for so long. I felt like, what's wrong with me? What have I done to deserve this? I must have been a real prick in a past life. You know, why me? And I was really, really in a place of martyrdom for a very long time. But I'm so grateful for my work. I'm so grateful for everything I talk about, because I practice all of it. And I was able to reframe it, to think, why not me? You know, why am I more special than anyone else? Why shouldn't I have to go through this just because I don't want to? Nobody wants to. Nobody wants to go through this, yet hundreds of thousands of couples do every day. And it's just something that I think is time to talk about. And sharing this like incredibly vulnerable episode, and this, you know, this huge, huge part of my life, has taken the biggest amount of confidence, because I was so scared of being judged or being shamed, or for people saying things, what the reaction might be, you know, what people may say, or and all of that just does not matter. The thing that matters the most is doing what makes you feel good and is what makes you feel better. And it gets to the point where it obviously has an effect on everything else in your life. You know, you are exhausted, you are full of hormones. Poor anybody who's close to me, because I have completely taken it out on them. I've been screaming, crying, shouting. And then you're still trying to show up online and as though everything's okay. And it's just got too much for me. I can't keep it a secret anymore. Like, I can't. It's too much for me. And so I wanted to share it. I wanted to feel like no matter what happens in the end, I don't feel like a failure. You know, I feel so proud of myself. And I think about all these moments and how hard it's been, and the sleepless nights and the crying and the devastation, you know, time and time again, and the feelings and the, I mean, obviously I'm very privileged to be able to do this, but the expense that you have around it, the hardship that, you know, you feel, you don't feel like yourself. Like, I feel like I lost myself. I didn't know who I was. I sacrificed so much. I didn't drink alcohol, didn't drink coffee, could never really plan. You know, my friends were having like parties in Europe, and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to be doing. I can't plan this. You know, having to cancel girls' trips because I haven't known what I'm going to be doing. Because when you're in your treatment, you don't really know. Like, they go, it goes day to day. And then obviously, if it does work, you won't be able to fly that early. So that's just, there's been so many things. But the main thing that I think about when I'm obviously sat on a podcast crying, which I genuinely promise I would never do, but we're here now, so we're going with it. And I've been so sad. And I've had such, you know, moments of darkness and dark thought, terrible thoughts. But I think, you know, to feel that deeply, to be able to feel in that way, to be that attuned to your emotions, what a gift. What a gift to be able to feel like that. Because without the sadness, you know, you're not going to feel the great amounts of joy, the great amounts of happiness in your life. And I'm so grateful that I can feel like this. And I'm really, really, I truly am grateful for it. Maybe that's a really weird way of thinking about it. I don't know, but I am grateful for the sadness. Because I know one day it will be the complete opposite and it will be sheer elation and I'll feel amazing. But it's also becoming difficult to keep a secret because of how much of a toll it has, like, physically on your body. And there's been a few occasions over the last 18 months that I've received, you know, not very nice messages about weight gain. And I mean, I laugh about it now, but at the time, you know, you're going through this treatment and you're injecting yourself, I mean, sometimes six times a day. And you're naturally putting on weight because that's what it does. And it's not just weight gain, like, it's the bloating that you get. You look pregnant. Like, it's wild what the drugs do to you, but you look pregnant because obviously your ovaries are becoming huge. And to be trolled over weight, someone said to me, I actually wrote down the message. Let me have a look. Yeah, someone said to me, oh my God, congratulations. You must be pregnant, or maybe you've let yourself go and become a fat bitch. And you're going through that treatment you're in the middle and you can pray that that will be the case, but it isn't. And you're having to deal with messages like that. And so it was one small part, maybe like 2% of me wanting to share that, that if you see a woman's body change or anyone's body change, 9 times out of 10, there is a reason for it. And often it's not a nice reason. And it's 2022. Like, if we are still commenting on this shit now, like, it has to stop. It has to stop. So then obviously you go through an unsuccessful round. And I cannot understand the language around IVF failing, because it's not like you take an exam and you fail. Like, you put your body through so much in a month. And obviously all the prep before, for probably 2 months before that. And to then just say, oh, it failed, is, I don't really agree with that language. So yeah, for it to be unsuccessful and for us to kind of need to go through it time and time again has been really difficult. And I felt really alone in the beginning. I felt I didn't know what I was doing. It was COVID as well. So like, my partner wasn't allowed in with me. It was really scary. Like, the first time trying to inject myself, and I'm going to tell you this story. There have been so many funny moments, I must say, in all the sadness, but the first time trying to inject myself, I obviously injected in my belly and it hurt so much, I pulled it back out as a knee-jerk reaction. And so I had to redo it. There's been, you know, moments when on one of the rounds, we were put on a different injection, but Aaron had to do it for me. And it was like, the needle is 1.5 inches long and it has to go into your bum, into a muscle. I cannot explain the pain. To the point that I had to laugh about it or I was going to have a breakdown. And like, the after effects, that like, you can't really lay on one side. So then you have to try and roll over at night and you're uncomfortable. It's too much. It's genuinely too much. The having to get up at 5 a.m. to do a specific injection. So basically your body doesn't ovulate. And like, being so tired and stabbing myself in the hands with it, just there's been so many funny moments that I have to try to laugh, because, you know, my goodness, if I don't know how much of a mess I would be. But I felt so alone for so long, and the beautiful side of this world is that I have met the most amazing women. I'm not going to publicly share their names on here because I want to double check that they're happy for me to share. And if so, I'm going to put everyone in the show notes, from nutrition experts to conception experts to acupuncturists to just amazing people going through this horrific journey and giving me the time. You know, the first time I was going through it, I was genuinely petrified. Like, I was so scared. I used to be scared of blood tests. And then it got to the point where I had 2 a day for 2 weeks. So after that, whatever. But, you know, I was scared the first time having a scan. You know, you put your legs in stirrups. And I mean, at this point now, I can't even tell you how many things have been shoved in me and by who and when. And just, it's too much. But the gift has been this beautiful, beautiful, incredible bunch of women and men, in fact, who have been so amazing. There's support groups. There's wonderful people you can speak to. There's wonderful people doing amazing things on Instagram. And I felt like I wanted to do that and I couldn't do it for so long. I couldn't talk about it. And people that I work with, my clients, and companies know, and they have been so kind to me. If I've had to occasionally cancel a session, because, you know, you don't know what you're doing when you go through it. So you can be called in like at 5 p.m. to go in the next day and have to cancel something. So they have been so, so incredible to me. And that the amazing people that I've met who have given me all of their time, their advice, their well wishes, everything. It's just, I'm so grateful to that. I'm grateful to it all. But I think the biggest thing that I've really had to try to work on, and I've worked with beautiful friends who've like gifted me breathwork ceremonies and memberships, you know, all to do with self-care and healing sessions. And I think one of the biggest things I have to remember is that this does not define me and this is not my story. And I was really upset crying to my friend the other day and just saying, I hate that this is my story. And she said, this is just a part of your journey that is making you so strong. And even though you don't see it right now, you're going to see one day that how much you went through. And my God, like, we are strong to go through this. We are so strong. You know, the hardest thing obviously is when it's unsuccessful and you look pregnant because of the drugs. And then eventually, you know, you wait and you get your period, which is honestly horrific. It's like the worst period you can ever have. And then the bloating or the bump goes away. And then it just all goes away. But this does not define me. And I'm not ashamed. In fact, I'm really proud of myself. I'm proud of myself for, I'm happy for other people on their journey. I'm proud of myself for continuing to keep going. Trying to work normally through it, which now I've finally surrendered to the fact that that is not possible. But I'm proud of myself for that, for letting go, for trying to just stop controlling everything. And, you know, unfortunately, you can't control the outcome of this, and trying to relax, you know, I'm really proud of myself for that. But I think it's really important to just remember that if you have a friend going through this or you know someone, just listen. Just listen to them when they need it. You know, I don't need advice. Believe me, I know all my options. And I don't need advice, but people to listen and to share this, you know, share this episode, share this message if it might help somebody. Because I felt so much shame and so alone for so long. And even though this is genuinely the hardest thing I've ever recorded, and quite frankly, I may not even release this because all I've done is cry for 20 minutes. But if I do again, what a moment. What a moment to let go of the secrecy and let go of the shame and the uncertainty. And I don't know what the future holds for me, but this is just one small part of my life, and I am honestly grateful for any mindset work that I do because I genuinely practice what I preach. And without having done all of that, I don't think I'd be able to cope with it in the same way. So that's what's been going on. And so if I'm ever quiet on social media or taking a break, or I don't reply to you, or I look bloated, you know, there's a reason, and we just have to keep remembering that. So if you've listened today, I want to say thank you so much if you're still here with me, and I'm sorry if this has been the most depressing episode ever. I'm so sorry, but I just thought it was really important to share. So I'm grateful if you're here. And I prepared a meditation, which is what I've been using, basically. I'm kind of going to share with you. It's just for a few minutes. But I think this meditation, it's just showing yourself so much compassion and kindness. And knowing that you are not defined by this one thing. And so it's time to get really comfortable I'm really cozy as we go into this week's mini meditation. So taking a moment, I want you to put one hand onto the heart space and one hand onto the belly. I almost want you to do the lower belly, like the sacral space, your womb space. And I want you to feel the connection between both hands, feel the heat, feeling the warmth. Gently turning the corners of the mouth upwards, giving yourself an inward smile, trying to relax the face. And just allow your breath to flow wherever it wants to today. Your body is so intuitive. Your body knows what you need. I want you to imagine you can visualize the warmth circulating around the body, the heat from the hands, but also from the breath. Breathing and just allow every part of the body to feel this warmth, to feel this connection. When we go through difficult times, we can feel ourselves disconnect from the body. It's our way of dealing, it's our way of coping, but I want you to really thank your body for being here. Thank your body. Take a moment. My body is strong and healthy. I love my body. My body is strong and healthy. I love my body. My body is strong and healthy. I love my body. Taking a moment, drawing in a nice deep breath and gently opening the eyes. Thank you so much, and I will see you again next week.